all BYU fans across the nation, wherever you may be, to go to UnitedAngels.org. That's UnitedAngels.org. Why? Because if you're looking for a way to give back, this is a tremendous way to give back. Ride to new heights. I wanted to bring Luke Staley on with us. Let's get out to the Band of Brothers hotline so he can preview exactly what is going on, how we can give back. Luke, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Doing awesome. It's great to have the Doak Walker Award winner on with us here on ESPN 960. Tell us more about this program. How did you get involved?
Well, ever since I was in grade school, I've had close relationships and always been attracted to, kids with Down syndrome, and they've always been a big part of my life. And it's, a way for me to get back to the community and something that I can try to put, my name behind and, be part of something that's given back to the community.
Tell us more about this event that will be going down. June 8th through the 12th at Summit Academy High School in Bluffdale, Utah. How can BYU fans give back and be a part of this program?
So, looking back at our childhood, we can all, one of my earliest memories is learning to ride a bike. And there was a study done that looking at autistic and Down syndrome children, and 80 and 90% respectively never learned how to ride a bike. And so, like you said, Ride to New Heights is putting on a program June 8th through the 12th. And we're looking for about 40 more volunteers. We have about 40 kids that are signed up, and so it's sold out for the kids. But, we need to kind of, see if we can get some more volunteers to sign up. And if they want to sign up, like you said, you can go to the website, and we're looking for people to volunteer for 75 minutes a day for the five days, and putting on a program for these kids.
I love it. It's the first of its kind. It's totally designed to build confidence and independence for children with special needs. There's going to be 40 youth involved. So just a small pool that get to be surrounded by these passionate people, these volunteers, including yourself, and helping them just learn how to ride a bike. I remember that first time I rode my bike when they took off the training wheels. I was fearful. Thought I was going to get a straight knee. Thought I was going to break my arm. It was a big deal, and it was also very exhilarating. So I can see how this is a great way. I didn't know that statistic. You said 60 to 80% of autistic.
I'm sorry. 80 to 90%.
80 to 90% of Downs and special needs.
Downs and autistic.
Luke Staley on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Check out UnitedAngels.org in order to ride to new heights and help out special needs children learn how to ride the bike. I love it, Luke. Anything else that you can add to what's going on about the festivities? Things that will be occurring within the activity?
No, I mean, it's going to be, it's going to be obviously designed around the kids and have, been in learning to ride on training wheels, special devices that are going to help them facilitate getting comfortable. And, it's going to be a fun week of events and a way to really give back to the community.
Luke, my next question for you has to do with some football, but not your football career, because I don't care about your football career anymore. I want to know about the little Staleys. How are your boys doing? Are they continuing to play football? What are they up to?
They're still playing. They're in baseball. I'm actually at a baseball game right now. So, they're in baseball now, and I'm looking forward to football season.
What's their sport of choice? Can you break down these? Because you got two boys, right?
Two boys, 11, yeah.
And what's their names?
Tate and Drew.
And which sports are they most attracted to? Which ones do they like the best? Does it depend on the season?
Yep, exactly. Is whatever season they're in is what their sport of choice is.
Now, did you play other sports outside of football? And what was your favorite sport outside of football, Luke?
I did baseball. I did track, and obviously football and basketball. you know, each one of them has a different attribute that, you know, I really enjoyed and really, you know, drove me to become better. But, you know, I'd say football or track.
Is it like, so Urban Meyer and there's been, I think, a few articles written about this. He believes in multi-sport athletes. He believes in recruiting those guys that have played multiple sports at a high level in high school. Looking back at your high school career and, you know, as you're mentoring and coaching your sons, are you going to push them to specialize in a particular sport, or are you going to recommend that they try to play all these different sports and become a well-rounded athlete?
Yeah, I think it goes, if you, you know, do one sport at an age of, you know, 12 or whatever, you are going to be dominant at that sport at that age. Does that necessarily benefit the kid in the long run? I don't think so. I think it's kind of unfair to do that to kids at this age. So absolutely, you know, Urban Meyer, going back to your analogy, is, you know, recruiting athletes and plugging them in to where they can benefit the team to be successful and get the wins. And, you know, I would absolutely agree with that. And I think, you know, a kid, his favorite movie is going to change from week to week. His favorite game is going to change week to week. And he's not going to want to you know, push himself, or he's not going to have the drive if he doesn't have the passion for that sport.
Luke Staley, Doak Walker Award winner at BYU, on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960.
Hey, Luke, a couple of years ago, Samantha Gordon was a 10-year-old phenomenon on YouTube from Salt Lake, mm-hmm. and she says she picked number 6 because you're her favorite player. Have you had a chance to meet Samantha and talk to her a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. I have a passion for photography, and when my son's team was playing her team, I happened to have my camera, and so I was taking pictures of our team, but ended up taking pictures of her, not because of she was a girl, but she was you know, she was dominant, and she was, you know, the quote-unquote smooth and could move and see the hole developing before it was there. And so I took some pictures and, you know, sent them over to her coach and said, please forward this on to Sam. And so he did, and we developed a kind of a relationship from that.
Love it. We got a little reverb there. Luke Staley on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. You know, I love that story about Sam, and she's actually a phenomenal football player. I'm glad. I mean, I'm sure you've kind of continued to take pictures. You have a passion for photography. Do you still have a website up that we can push Cougar fans to so they can check out your work?
No, I'm slacking on that end.
Be working on it anytime soon? Can we expect to see it this summer?
Yeah, sure.
Well, we can't wait
to
see it.
He's going to games, Ben. He's checking out his kids, making sure they're getting to their games they're supposed to be playing. He's doing the dad thing.
Hey, I totally understand that. I just liked looking at all the pictures he was taking. That's all. Because, I saw Tate out there running the football. I can dream, right? I can see that next Staley and BYU blue. We got Dustin Reichert coming up on the show next, one of the offensive linemen that blocked for you in that 2001 season. Where does he rank amongst those linemen that blocked for you that 2001 season? Would you put him at maybe number one, number two? How good was this guy?
You know, that's a tough question. It's, you know, like rating an individual on the whole team. Because it takes, you know, 5 guys up front, 6 guys with a tight end, you know, to lock up that front end. And that, for me, that offensive line that I had my junior years, by far the best offensive line BYU's ever had.
I love it.
Just as a whole unit.
You guys won so many games. In my opinion, and, you know, I want to get your thoughts on this. I think if you have an elite offensive line, I think you can win 11, 12 games in college football. I think the best offensive lines win the most football games. Would you agree?
Yeah. And there's you know, some intangibles that go along with that, but absolutely.
What do you think about the offensive line maybe coming up this next season? I don't know if you're able to watch some of the BYU football games last year. What did you think of the offensive line and how they were blocking for Jay Swag Daddy?
BYU has always had, done a good job at their offensive line, and it's going to be something that I'm sure will continue on.
Yeah, I think Jamal coming off an injury, he had an ACL reconstruction. What advice would you give to Jamal Williams in coming off of an ACL injury, trying to get back on track? Is there anything that you would tell him to motivate him or just to give him some counsel?
Now, his motivation is going to be, obviously I know this because of experience, but, sitting out and watching your teammates go and, not being able to be part of the team in the physical aspect, his motivation is going to be out there, to go out there and be part of that again and be able to contribute and be able to be part of the wins and be a reason why BYU wins. And so, it's goes back to his drive just going to be to get out there and, experience that again.
Luke, have you met?
I don't need any advice or...
Sorry, I cut you off. I didn't know you were.
He's. I'm sure he's fine, and I'm sure he doesn't need any advice. And being an athlete and a competitor, that's what it takes to separate.
Have you met Jamal Williams?
No, I have not.
I know he wants to meet you. Can I set up a meeting to have you meet with Jamal?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. I think he actually saw you. And later tweeted out, he's like, I just saw Luke Staley, the Doak Walker Award winner. I didn't even know it was him.
Yeah. Funny, my kids and I were walking out of, we went to see Jim Hamblin, who's down there, and say hello. And we're walking out, and I'm like, hey, tell my kids. They, were on the hunt for athletes and wanted to get some autographs. And so I'm like, I think that's Jamal Willis. So one of my kids was going to go, Tate was going to go run up to him and get his autograph, but he got scared because he had a pink backpack and was wearing his PJs.
Jamal wears a lot of pink. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's a swag. That's why they call him Jay Swag Daddy.
Don't mess with a guy in pink or that wears fanny packs.
Did you swag it out when you were at BYU, Luke?
No, I'm a pretty hide under the radar kind of guy, I think.
Low key. You mentioned you went up and chatted with Jim Hambone. Hamblin, he was an integral part of my life when I was there at BYU. And what type of effect did he have on you? Obviously, you still keep in contact with him. What were you meeting with him for? And do you still keep in contact with him?
Jim called me a couple of months ago and wanted to, just call him to say hello. And so I, wanted to go say hello to him in person. And Jim's just there's a lot of people out in the world that don't necessarily anyone. And Jim is one of those genuine guys who really cares how you're doing, how your family's doing. And if there's anything in the world that he can do to better your life, if he can take his shirt off his back and give it to you, he would. And so, Jim's just a genuine guy and I appreciate that. And, I stay in contact with him because of that.
Staley, appreciate you coming on with us. We will continue to push traffic to the UnitedAngels.org. If you want to give back, ladies and gentlemen, give back to UnitedAngels.org and the Ride to New Heights program. The program is the first of its kind in the state, and it's designed to help build confidence and independence for children with special needs by teaching them how to ride a bike. There's going to be 40 youth involved. It's going to be a five-day event from June 8th to the 12th. Luke Staley will be out there. I'm going to be out there. Let's try to push as many people, get as many volunteers as possible. Luke, we appreciate you coming on with us.